Jersey is the world.
Hi, everybody. Chris Gethard here. Welcome to New Jersey is the World. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you about this great state. Not much to let you know about in the intro. I will tell you I'm doing a fundraiser show for the Newark Public Library. I was pretty psyched to be asked to do that one. And not trying to sound like some kind of hero, they were like, how much should we pay you? I said, you're the Newark Public Library. I'm an Essex County guy. Let me come and do the show. So if you want to know where the tickets are for that, they're at chrisgeth.com. I think you might get free drinks with your ticket. Anyway, I'm so excited about this week's episode. Our friend Don Finelli is back reviewing New Jersey food spots, and he talks to us about Fanny's in Bloomfield. Bloomfield, as many people know, is becoming more and more of a food hub for any variety of reasons, and Fanny's is one of the spots. So he tells us all about it, but he also offhandedly said to me beforehand, he was like, I also want to talk about how to handle ordering during a group meal. And I like that idea because I'm somebody who has been in that situation and gotten stressed out by it. I thought Don would go, here's all the etiquettes that surrounds that. What I didn't realize was that we would get a look into the psychology of my old friend Don in a way I never saw coming. And reveals him to be something of a madman. But my guess is that some of you out there have your own mad person tendencies in this, or have been out to meals with people who also share these qualities, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Enjoy, everybody. Hi, everybody. Chris Gethard here, and so happy to welcome you to New Jersey is the World, especially because I'm talking with one of my favorite people about one of my favorite topics. Don Finelli is back talking about Jersey food. How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing okay. You know, like, I'm not fucking just slam dunking life, and I'm not swimming in the mud, you know? Like, I'm just easy breezy floating right now, and, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. I think we're both, like, a little insane today.
Yeah, and yeah, we caught up a little bit before we started, and things aren't great, but we'll be fine.
You know, like, I think that makes for a, I think we're dialed in at this point, you know what I mean? I think we wear our hearts on our sleeves anyway, and I think there's just, it's really pulsating on my fucking arm right now, so I think we're ready to dive into some stuff.
Well, now that we've had that cryptic and somewhat concerning exchange, Don, I hear we're going to talk today about Fanny's in Bloomfield. You were back in Jersey a couple months back, and this was a spot that you hit up and you wanted to fill us in on.
Well, the funny thing is, this was my second dinner of the night, because the first dinner was with you at the old Ruts Hut. So,
yes.
I went out with, I saw you guys, and we had dinner. We went to the bar across the street. We went to the brewery across the street.
Oh, Stock Brewing. Great.
There's
place.
Cookies.
You also explicitly said, you were like, I'm going to keep it chill at Ruts Hut because I'm eating. I have a dinner appointment later. And then you put down roast duck and a hot dog. And there was a bunch of the Italian cookies over at the brewery.
And the sides. Yes. And then, I think Bonaduce brought a shit ton of Italian cookies. I started taking those down. And I was like, okay, I'm a little, I'm like a couple beers deep at this point, and I have to go to Fanny's now. I took a fucking lift over to Fanny's and met up with my wife, our good family friends couple, and then my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. So there were six of us there. It was like a late-ish night dinner. We got kids, man. I eat like fucking 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So like everyone looks at me like, cross-eyed, but like I eat early. I'm cooking early, you know, so I need to get shit done to get these kids down.
Mm-hmm. So you're out with the adults twice in one night.
Out with the adults twice in one night. It was a great night. You know, like I was just like full of Jersey that night. That felt like a real Jersey. You know, I saw my best bro and his wife, and they drove me out to Ruts Hut. We're having beers with everybody. I see you guys. We're having fun. That we're going, and now we're going to have dinner. You know, we're going to this place, Fanny's, and you know, this, I've heard really good things about this place. You know, first of all, their neon sign with the old, I don't know, the thing Tommy DeVito was doing on the Giants, but it's that meme, you know, it's the Italian hand. I don't know what we're going to call this thing. Like, what do we call this? The gagouts, the fucking stugats, the fucking mingya.
You certainly know better than I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to call that. You know, the old Italian hand, but they have one of those in the neon sign and a neon sign, and it's really place is great, man. It was really cool. Cool vibes there for sure.
And Bloomfield in general, we should point out, is becoming a bit of a food hub.
Yes.
Obviously, you've got Holston's there. You've got the Brookdale. You've got
It's a kind of like Patty Corner
down there. Mm-hmm. Fanny's. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of stuff popping off in Bloomfield right now. I think some of it obviously is Essex County has really been bursting real estate wise lately. You're getting more people moving out with young families. A lot of them Brooklynites, and Bloomfield is kind of now weirdly it was always growing up a very working class town, and I think it still is, but. Now I think that artsiness and that Brooklyn vibe is starting to show up. It, you know, went from Maplewood to South Orange, and now it's going from Montclair to Bloomfield a little bit. Yep. And I know when we looked at houses, we looked at a couple of houses in Montclair, and one of the realtors said, you know, you guys are artists. Bloomfield is the next hot town for artists.
Also, you can't afford
Montclair. Yes, that is the code word
nice way of saying
a mortgage company artists. Will not vouch for you. When you look at homes in Montclair, all of the houses go for $200,000 more than asking. The ticket price is a lie.
They're starting over asking. Yeah. So, yeah.
This house is not what you see on Zillow is not the truth. You cannot afford this. Look in Bloomfield.
But shout out to Bloomfield. Yeah. No, our good family friends live there. We have a bunch of people we know live there. Yeah, it's definitely like up and coming. A
bunch of buddies who live there.
And it's less like even up and coming. I think it always was. It's just, and it still feels like it has a good like Italian kind of middle class roots there. I mean, Fanny's is in the back of Ladyfinger's Bakery, and there's a bar there. And I haven't eaten there, but I heard a story I want to say first before we jump into Fanny's that I want to give a shout out to Ladyfinger's. Because you have to go basically through Ladyfinger's to get to Fanny's. And there was Laura's like, you know, part of my wife's a part of like all these fucking mom groups and Facebook groups and shit. And heard this story about this woman that like booked a baby shower at Ladyfinger's because they like host like parties and stuff. And she accidentally like came on the wrong day, like told people the wrong day to show up. So like all these people showed up to Ladyfinger's expecting a party and Ladyfinger's was not ready. And to their credit, they busted it out. They like made a party for her on the spot, like set everything up, got things ready for her. And I heard that story. I was like, fucking dude, need a shout out for that. Cause that's like, you could be really overwhelmed by that. I think there was another party going on.
And
so it was,
as a business owner too, you'd be well within your rights to go, you showed up on the fucking
so
day.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's above and beyond.
That's above and beyond. You got it. And I just want to give them a shout out. I didn't eat there. I didn't have anything there. I think they might get, I have to check in if they get their desserts from there. Fanny's kind of like, but I don't think so. I think Fanny's kind of does their own thing, but yeah, I just heard that story. I just wanted to kind of give them a shout out. That's fucking dope. Like to just kind of scratch together a really good part. Almost like it was amazing. Like everything was amazing. Like everyone had a great time. They did such a good job accommodating us and just kind of building a party from scratch, like on the wrong day. And that's for a small business owner to pull that off, not be overwhelmed, and just to bust that out. That's really fucking cool.
So it looks like from what I'm seeing, Fanny's and Ladyfinger's are sister restaurants. It's also the team behind the Brookdale.
Yes.
So that whole,
yeah, they have that whole strip.
So that, yeah, that whole hub seems,
yeah, I forgot to say the Brookdale's right next to it as well. Yeah. So and it's all kind of connected. They're not connected. I don't think they're connected to the Brookdale, but yeah, Fanny's and
it looks like they are. It looks, I don't know if they're physically connected, but I'm reading on the Montclair.
I meant physically.
The MontclairGirl.com, a site that I've spent a weird amount of time on. Bloomfield has two new foodie spots to try out. The team behind the Brookdale, which opened at 1109 Broad Street in 2020, announced the opening of two new spots. Just got word that both are open for business. It's from a while ago, obviously. Fanny's Restaurant and Bar is a hybrid restaurant serving cocktails. Ladyfinger's Bakery and Bar is a twist on a modern bakery.
Yeah.
So it's the Brookdale team keeps expanding and spreading out throughout Bloomfield, and I think is a big part of the conversation surrounding Bloomfield right now. Because there's also that Detroit pizza spot. Blue Steel, I think, is the pizza spot. Bloomfield has a lot going on, man.
Been to Blue Steel. It's fantastic. They have a speakeasy upstairs there. So, it's kind of there's something going on there. And I think the right folks are kind of making it happen. And I think there's a cool response. You know, I think people are supporting these kind of newer businesses that might be a little left field, but, you know, still popping out some cool shit. So it feels very like new, kind of people taking chances, people doing different spins on what people are used to. That's why I think Fanny's does such a good job, just to kind of give you an overall, you know, it's an Italian place. They're making their own pastas there. They got a really good cocktail menu. So they have a pretty cool bar there. There's six of us. I thought this episode would be fun because like there wasn't, you know, I can kind of go through what we ate there, and like everything was just pretty good. Like maybe a couple dishes needed a touch of salt or some shit like that. But that's like my pet peeve with some of these places. Cause I think like we've talked about it before. I felt like there's this movement to kind of not season food as much after like people started complaining things were too salty. So I think there was this kind of pendulum swing back, or they expect if they're adding a lot of cheese to something that will take care of the salt. But we need to build flavor throughout the layers while you're cooking. And listen, I'm not a professional chef. These guys know what the fuck they're doing. But we had some really cool shit. Like we tried the baked clams there. Like they got some baked clams with like sausage, and it was really, there's some really fucking good stuff. Like the calamari, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Solid. We tried their meatballs, solid, you know, like really, really good stuff. I wanted to try, I think they had like sausage and peppers that I wanted to give it a go, but we just ordered so much fucking food there. And also I had a whole duck in my system at this point. So they were like, you know, I get there and they know I'm crazy, right? So I'm like a crazy person, and this will bleed into what I want to talk about later, which is like, how do you order for six people?
It's my nightmare.
Or eight people, right?
Nightmare.
It's a nightmare. It's because I will unabashedly just go crazy and go like, oh, you're leaving. You're going to let me order. I'm going to pick out whatever the fuck I want to eat. And then I'll throw it your way and go like, does this sound good? You know? It's also a lot of pressure. And I think, you know, there's this movement of like, everything's meant to be shared. This is family style. And I've ranted about this before, but I'm like, unless you're going to like fucking Buca di Beppo, where they're giving you like 17 chicken parms when you order chicken parm, like these places, you're having a bite or two or three of something, right? Like this is a tasting.
Well, this is fundamentally, I want to understand, when you have six people there, I feel like the first fork in the road is, do you go, all right, we're going to do it family style, everybody gets a few bites of everything, or is it, all right, everybody order an entree and then I'll pick out the apps? That's always my first panic attack.
The panic attack comes, and I think why it's a panic attack, because nothing was shareable growing up unless you're eating at home, and which I did, you know, all the time. But when you went out to dinner, you got your own meal, and your parents usually grabbed shit off of your plate because they were paying. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that looks good. And everyone just had a bite of someone else's thing. And maybe two people got the same thing because they really wanted it. And there was some autonomy to what you were eating as a main dish. And you would share appetizers, right? Like you'd get like two or three apps. Everyone would have a bite. That's where we'd have a couple bites of that. But then you can relax and go, I'm going to have my own meal. No one's going to fucking touch this thing. I think there's that mindset that we had growing up that's like kind of hard to shake unless you went to something like Mangiano's or fucking Buca di Beppo's or like these real Goomba joints that were like, hey, we're giving you family style, which means like we're giving you like catering amounts of food. Like or seven like families. I've been
to Chinese places that have the rotating circle in the middle of the table. You get the Lazy Susan and everybody's grabbing a piece of everything. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the gimmick there.
Yes.
You're saying in a place like this that's a little more, I don't know if Fanny's is high end, but it's clearly part of the new dining experience.
Italian, I think there's other, specifically in Italian culture, like I don't remember going to a lot of places growing up, like your Red Sox places, where we were sharing a ton of stuff, right? You share pizza. Like, that's what you're sharing. Sharing Gallimard. You're sharing fucking rice balls. Like, meatballs, maybe. Like, you're getting your own dish. You know,
it's the implication here too. I imagine the implication here too is that somebody has said to you, like, Don, you're the food guy. You're nuts about this stuff. Mm-hmm. You order for everybody. And now you got to order for everybody. But also the implication there then is, well, we're going to split the bill. Mm-hmm. And is everybody get enough? And I also want to talk about bill splitting.
Yes.
Because I want to say two things about it, which is one, mm-hmm. coming from a family of vegetarians, I've been a vegetarian for a while.
Yep.
I would say you don't have to worry too much about the vegetarians are used to, we'll find our own way. We'll make sure we order a few things. Mm-hmm. I will say this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this, Don, is a conversation. How do you order for a table in a way where it feels like class? Because mm-hmm. when it goes perfectly, you feel like this was a class experience. Classy.
Oh, it's feeling.
Versus the stress, the judgment, the worrying about if everybody's eating enough. Are they paying too much? Did I overdo it? Mm-hmm. Did I underdo it? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're going to talk to us about that tightrope. I will say this. The vegetarian thing, that's on me. You don't have to worry about that. We'll just make sure. I'll make sure I verbalize. Let's just make sure there's enough vegetarian stuff for us. Everybody goes, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. And then you guys still get a cut of fish, chicken parm, whatever you want. When you're dealing with sober people, mm-hmm. as I am, mm-hmm. I will say just one thing you can do, life advice for anybody to be classy. Is if you're splitting the bill,
right,
and you are with people who don't drink alcohol and you're aware of that. And like in my case, it's been over 20 years, mm-hmm. drives up a ticket price. And I would just say it is classy to, if you're one of the drinkers at the table, to grab it and go, let's divide this up in a way that makes sense because these guys didn't drink any booze, and just do a little bit of math. Mm-hmm. It's a real kind move to the sober people in your life. And I'm somebody who's sober. And I have been put in a position where I go, okay, I guess, dude, there was a bunch of dads from Cal's school, mm-hmm. not even his grade. They invited me out, the grade ahead, all the dads from the kindergarten or the first grade, something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we all hang out. It's fun. We go to that steakhouse, Sammy's, I think, in Mendham. It's like a speakeasy mm-hmm. vibe. It's been there forever. No design. It's for one of the guys' birthday. I'm a vegetarian, Don. They're all getting steaks and booze. I got a plate of pasta and a soda. Threw down my card, $90.
Yep.
On these steaks and these booze orders. And I go, none of you guys know me. I don't expect it. But if I'm sitting here having a ginger ale, mm-hmm. it's really awkward. And there's people in the program, and I'm trying to look out for them. I was someone who just went cold turkey myself, and I can deal with it.
Right.
And if I pay $90 to go out, meet a bunch of the other dads in town, it's okay. I can take the hit. Yeah. But if you're going out with people who, let's say, are maybe in the program, maybe in recovery, maybe it's newer, it's real classy to not make them have to ask, you know?
Oh, for sure. Real classy to make
them. Because what's it going to be on me to go, oh, actually, guys, I didn't have any wine. Can we split it up a different way? It's real awkward. But this is what we're talking about, the awkwardness of the group order. This is one of the major...
Yeah, it's got to be even more awkward for you, obviously, being sober and being vegetarian. So, like, you're already... You're throwing a glitch into the matrix. You know you're doing it. It's fine. Like, now, I think... places are much more accommodating.
Yes.
You know, like, so, okay, so say Fanny's, like, they had mocktails on the menu too, right? So it's one of those places that's like a stack bar that has really good cocktails, but they're also having some mocktails too. Or just, their own sodas.
In Jersey right now.
Yes.
Genevieve Senna and his team just did an article about the best mocktails because they're realizing there's a lot more sober people now. A lot more people.
Totally.
That and you get
like, or just people that just don't want to, you don't want, exactly. Like, there's just some nights where I'm like totally fine not having a drink, but there's something cool on the menu. I go, like, out of everything on the menu, for some reason, that looks dope. And they give you the option if you want to add alcohol to it. So if you find a mocktail that you like and you're like, man, I fucking like this better than some of the other stuff, they go, great, add some mezcal to it. Like, you know, here, or add mezcal or gin or whatever it is, you know, that both would work with this.
Which actually ties in.
I love that option.
The rules of group dining as well. I will tell you mm-hmm. that it's, I love that we're talking about this topic of the group ordering situation. Because I'll tell you, if there's mocktails on the menu, mm-hmm. at that point, I have much less of a qualm doing the full, let's just split the bill. Because mm-hmm. I know there's like a fancy $11, $12 drink that I could have gotten if I wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. So I'll either get it and they'll give me some like cranberry lime fizz nonsense and I'll drink it and it'll have a straw and everybody will make fun of the fact that I'm drinking a bright pink drink and I'll go, guys, I'm sober. Stop. Everyone makes fun of mocktails.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, we got to gel out with that. But if there's a mocktail option, yeah, now we can split the bill a little easier. If there's no mocktail option and you're all ordering shots and you're all ordering wine, let one of the drinkers broach the subject of, hey, let's everybody else kick in this much and the sober people kick in this much.
Yep.
There's a lot of dynamics to this group ordering and it feels like it shifts by the year. And I'm so glad we're sinking our teeth into this, Don.
Yes. So let's talk about fannies real quick. And then I think the bigger issue is going to be this, like ordering, you know, in a group. And if one, it depends on how many people. Two, it depends on where you're going. Three, depends on, do you know them? How well do you know them? Is it family? Is it kind of friends? Is it, you know, like,
yeah,
we got a lot of, you know, there's a string theory to this shit.
Yeah.
So we can get into that.
Yes.
I just want to cover fannies.
Yes.
Because fannies was solid. I mean, just like solid all around. I don't think you're gonna have a bad meal there or a bad time there. Like, just good vibes all around, positive vibes, just like confident food. Personally, I loved their sides. Like, I know that's kind of fucking weird to say when, you know, they got like a blueberry steak for two on the menu. We didn't have that. We had the steak pizzaiole, but I'll get into that. But their fucking veggies were like solid. Like, I got the, I think we got the cauliflower scaparello, and it comes with like these beautiful fingerling potatoes and the cherry peppers and fennel. It was absolutely delicious. So if you're a vegetarian, their vegetables are deep, man. Deep, packed with flavor. Like, we got their cannellini beans, which is just with like a little Calabrian chili. It had some, it was in parm broth, you know, it was absolutely delicious. And I think we got the broccolini too, with like the it had like whipped ragout on it. So we got a bunch of veggie sides. And I always want that, even if I'm going out with non-vegetarians, I'm always like, listen, I think it says a lot about a restaurant if they do a really good job with their vegetables. Like, if they can give you really flavorful, interesting veggie dishes, like as sides, I think like it's a slam dunk. I don't think like, you're going to have a bad meal there. So, yeah, we had some shareable stuff. Like, the baked clams were solid. We had some galamad. I think we had one or two other things. The veggies, I ordered some side. I think I got a salad. It was like, I think it just got like a Caesar or some sort of spinach salad, something simple. It was fine. You know, like, no one's fucking going to rave about a salad. It was totally fine. Their homemade pastas we got, we definitely got the rigatoni Genovese. That braised veal shank, it was, you know, their pasta is solid, man. Like, it's homemade pasta. You know it is. It's fucking chewy. It's really, really nice. Definitely al dente, cooked perfectly. No, the only thing I would say is like the rigatoni, maybe that was like one dish that needed just like a kiss of salt. But I think it's like when you're adding the parm broth and all that stuff in it, I think sometimes like you're relying on a cheese to kind of give the saltiness to it. But I excuse me, the veal was fucking beautiful. You know, it was just like butter. It was really, really, sorry. It was really, really, really nice. We got eggplant parm, fucking delicious. We got their lasagna, fucking delicious. And got this, fuck!
We got this. Clearing your throat and having a meltdown about it. It's fine.
We've had a cough in my family for fucking 3 weeks. And then we had the steak pizzaiole, man. It was delicious. You know, crispy potatoes. Steak pizzaiole is like kind of steak pizza in a sense. It has like the flavors of pizza. So it's just like a really good kind of, not, it wasn't a skirt steak. What was it? Was it a flank probably? Maybe not. But it's just, you know, it's not like a dry age, you know, ribeye or anything like that. But it has like tomatoes and oregano and all that stuff. I thought it was really, really, really good. They do have a blueberry steak for two, which is
blueberry
steak. I don't know what that is. I think if there's some sort of like blueberry compote that comes on the side of it, it's like a 30-day dry age fucking piece of meat. We didn't get that.
I gotta look,
but yeah, we might have gotten the chicken marsala too, I want to say, or one of the lemon chickens maybe. We ordered shit. They said, Don, order, and I had again a duck in my stomach, and I went crazy because, you know, you're ordering for six people. It's late. It's like, I think we had 8 o'clock reservations because all the kids got to go down to sleep. They got kids. So we're like, just we had grandparents on duty, but we wanted to put kids down just to kind of start the show. Anybody that has kids knows what the fuck I'm talking about. So we had a late dinner, and so I would just say solid all around. I'd say definitely check this place out. If they're making homemade pastas, they got fucking veggies as good as that. Really good cocktails. I think this is definitely a place to support. And then again, going to shout out Lady Fingers for fucking pulling a miracle on the person that went on the wrong day. So overall, super impressed. Really fun night. Good service. There wasn't like a ton of people there because it was so fucking late, and this is over the winter. So, but yeah, still a good vibe there, I would say, all around. Now, you know, the six person thing, I just never know what to do because it really is dependent. I will say this: I'm going to give them a shout out. There was enough food to go around, so this is another shout out for Fanny's. Like, yeah, it's meant to be maybe shared. I think you can have these on their own, minus the like blueberry steak for two, since it is for two people, but and probably more. I think you can have like a pasta dish by yourself. There you go with like just two people. You get two pasta dishes, maybe a side, maybe a salad or something like that, and you're good to go. I think once you start creeping up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people, like I think they did a good job with like the amount of food that they're offering. But there's just still some agita I get with, I would say, 9 out of 10 places when I'm ordering for more than my wife and I. Like, my wife and I in L.A., we go out to places and I go, I can't come here with anybody else. Like, I would love to go out. We love to go out to dinner with other couples, but I get agita because I go, all right, fucking L.A., it's going to be insanely expensive because that's what they love to do here. And
unpredictable portion sizes,
man. Like, I'm not a fat fuck, but I don't like to pay a lot of fucking, who likes to pay a lot of money for fucking 3 bites of food? I don't understand it. I think it's a scam. I want to support local businesses. I love the restaurant business, but it's a real, I think there's a slow fuck you that's happening to some diners where there's, you know, there's a fine line between, hey, we're not old red sauce places where we're giving you like 3 pieces of fucking chicken parm and you're going to have it for, you know, lunch and dinner the next day and it's going to be $15. I understand that. I understand there's some sort of maybe a little gavone-ish aspect to that. And hey, we're going to give you the amount of food that's going to fit in your stomach and you're not going to want to throw up after. But it really, especially in LA, it airs on the side of like, we're going to charge you as if we're giving you fucking, you know, a blueberry steak for two, but it's a pasta dish, you know, and, right. But it's got burrata on it or something, you know, they'll throw in some like one ingredient where you're like, oh, I guess that's why it's $36 for a pasta dish. You know what I mean? Where you're like,
you don't feel full.
And then you don't feel full after. So there's this real agita that has like, so how do you order, you know, for a group of four, a group of six, a group of eight. One, everyone's going to be paying a premium. Like you just said, it sucks definitely for the vegetarians and for the sobers. I 100% agree, especially maybe not like on the vegetarian side, but definitely on the alcohol side, because that's where it's almost like a separate bill that starts piling up because everyone's ordering fucking $14, $15, $18 cocktails, you know? And if you're sober, I think it's a generous and a respectful thing to do to go like, hey, just we'll figure it out. You know, we'll cut this up and then we'll take a chunk of the, you know, we'll take the drinks or just take the drinks. Like the sober people are having fucking soda. They're having a water, you know, they're having a, you know, fucking seltzer or whatever they're having, unless they're getting $15 mocktails or some shit like that. Then I think the respectful thing to do is like, don't worry about the drinks. You don't pay for the drinks. We're doing a separate. We'll figure it out. We got the food stuff. Food stuff comes to this. We'll add the drinks after. You just owe the food stuff. So I think that's a respectful thing to do. But I think you really, because I'm a psychopath, if you can't hear it already or you don't know me, I'm fucking crazy. I'm not crazy to go out to dinner with, but when I sit down, I am looking at a fucking menu. I'm not talking to anybody. I am the most antisocial fucking asshole that you will go out with. Once the order is in, I'm Mr. Mayor, man. Like, you, I'll talk about anything. I'll be happy, you know, like, I'll fucking order a round of drinks. So, you know, I'm like a completely different person. It is night and day when I am waiting to sit, to sitting, to getting a menu, to ordering. I am not speaking to anyone. People are like, hey, I was about to tell me, did you get the duck? I'm like, yeah, hold on. You know, like, just a complete asshole. I'm like, guys, it's fucking 8 o'clock. We need to order food now. Okay. We got to get the food order in because the kitchen needs to know what we're having and they need to get that going. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I truly become like a fucking a parody of a Sebastian Maniscalco fucking bit where I'm like, I sit down. I don't want to talk to anybody, you know, whatever it is. So I'm a real dick. And I know it. It's just really hard for me to go, guys, like, I don't want to catch up right now. We have the whole meal to catch up. The whole meal is to catch up.
It brings up the thing, Don, of everybody knows that you are a food guy and you love food. So I get why your friends go, Don, you just order for us. That's awesome. But then it also means you're the one who's going to look at the menu and go, oh, weird. They're using tarragon in that. I don't know. And that's the thing, you know. Like, I wouldn't look at a menu and know, but you know, oh, I can ask the waiter about that. And the waiter's eyes are going to light up and go, I'm glad you fucking asked me about that.
But you're wrong, Chris. You're wrong about me. I don't ask anybody anything. Really? I don't inquire shit. I already know. I have an instinct to go, that sounds fucking good. We're getting that. I don't need to know anything more about it because then that'll start skewing me. Whenever someone goes, my wife loves to be like, oh, I'm between this and this.
This is turning fascinating.
Yeah.
This is turning very fascinating.
I'm not between shit. I know exactly. Listen, you put down what is on the menu and you want to give me a little, you know, you want to fluff my little ding dong with, oh, and then it comes with pickled onions and all this shit underneath, you know, the little fine print of like this, this and that. And, you know, that's fine. That gets me going. Do you want to fluff me up with my little ding dong by telling me what I am ordering and then giving me little ingredients underneath it? Oh yeah. Sun dried tomatoes and whatever. That's fine. Okay. But from that little thing, I will look at it and go like, no, yes, no, yes. Okay. I like these two. I like these two because this is different. Man, this seems most interesting.
This is way better than I thought it was going to be. This went from being how to order for a group to how Don is a psychopath in the first 10 minutes after he sits down at a restaurant.
I told you. The preamble is I am crazy. I am crazy. I am a fantastic dinner guest. Like, I am there and I'll talk about food. I'll talk about anything, but it has to be after we order. People sitting with not looking. I go out with people all the time.
Non-menu lookers.
Fuck it.
You don't ever.
The non-menu lookers.
We need a little more time.
That's
a failure.
Oh, we need a little bit more time, dude. We need a little bit more time. I could run through the fucking front window of the restaurant if someone goes, we need a little bit more time. And it inevitably happens every time I go out to dinner with my wife, some of our family. They're just the nicest people on earth. They just want to connect with each other and talk and God have forbid. A fun. And I'm like, oh, I feel like a teacher. I feel like a fucking, you know, like I'm in front of a band and I'm trying to get all the instruments and everyone looking at me. I'm the conductor and going, everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. And take a deep breath. Okay, this is what we're doing, you know? So I just get real anxiety if we're like sitting there too long. Everybody's thinking about like, oh, the waiter's not going to like us. Yep. I'll tell you something. I'm going to give you a little inside thing. I've never told anybody this before. And this is a true thing that happens. I would say 9 times out of 10 when I go to meal, almost 100% of the time. If it's me and Laura, me and my wife going out to dinner, we get free shit. Almost every time, like the waiter will come over and be like, I got you an extra dessert or I do this, this and that. And I think it's because I know what the fuck I'm doing when I'm order. I'm very, very respectful of their time of like what they're doing. I'm joking with them, You know, I am not asking them, should it be this or this? What do you think? I like this and this. Like,
I bet you're not a big alteration guy. I bet you're not a, can we get that with no bacon and this and that?
Exactly.
I bet you go, nope, then I just don't get the dish.
Exactly. I am not, never will I ask them to substitute anything, because they come over and respectfully go, hey, do we have any allergies? Is there any food stuff? And my wife and I go, no, nothing. We can have everything on the fucking menu. So I will, I mean, restaurants put it, we respectfully decline any substitutions. And I'm like, absolutely, you should put that. Absolutely. If someone goes, hey, can you put, I don't like fucking cilantro, can you put, no, this is how we make the meal. That's how it goes. Like, go to someplace fucking, go to a salad bar where you can make your own salad then. Okay. If,
that,
that, if you want, if you want it your way, go to fucking
Ponderosa.
Burger King. Okay.
Go to fucking Ponderosa.
Yeah.
Like the old days.
So I'm just a psychopath. I'm just explaining what's going on in my brain.
Now, I have a question, and I have absolutely no idea how you are going to answer this, and I want to make no assumptions. So you go through the whole menu with laser-like focus in a weird,
unbelievable focus. I am, this is the fastest I've ever read in my life. I can just scan through a menu and go, yes, no, yes, yes, no, yes,
no. And now
you've
made those snap decisions, and you have a game plan in mind. You know the number
of people. Now I bring it up to the table. Now I bring it up to the table.
Now what happens when the waiter comes and tells you there are some specials?
Uh-huh. I'll listen and maybe order them. If they sound good, I'm in.
Are you eliminating prior? Are you eliminating prior choices in your mind at that point?
No, everything's still right there and ready to go. And I'll always know, because when I'm going down the menu, I go, yeah, no, and I'm just going by gut. I go like, yeah, focaccia, don't need it. Do I need the saffron shrimp? Nah. The sauce and peppers, absolutely. With ricotta, yep. You know, like in my head, I'm like, yep, here's the ones, here's the definite ones. And if someone goes, hey, by the way, we got, you know, a paella tonight for fucking eight, I go, okay, well, that's interesting. And if I see, I don't give it, if everyone reacts at the table, goes, ooh, you know, that kind of helps you go like, all right, everybody kind of wants this. But I'm also the type of person, if I'm out with eight people and seven people go, damn, that sounds good, I go, that's not going to be good. We're not getting that. That's okay. You know, but I will always, that's what goes on in my head, but I'll always go with like what the group wants.
I've also started to pick up on your
nightmare. This is all a lot of this is internal, right? Like
I can tell this is, God, this is a fascinating look at you psychologically. Here's what I assume your nightmare is though. Mm-hmm. Everybody's letting you pick. They're all chit-chatting, catching up about, you know, lives and family.
Oh, fuck,
and
things. Man, horrible stuff.
Waiter comes over to do the specials, mm-hmm. and you're the only one paying attention. We've all seen when the conversation continues.
I'm fine with it.
What?
He can totally talk to me and I go, hey, while you guys were talking about schools, I was listening diligently when this person came over and said they have a rare pork, you know, they have a perfect pork, a heritage pork chop, and I already ordered it. Okay. It's already going. Takes 30 minutes. I already said, put it in and we're getting pork chops because you guys weren't listening. I don't give a shit if you want pork chops or not. We're getting them tonight because it sounded fucking awesome and it's a special. All right. Like, I respect specials. I like specials. I'm not always going to get them. Sometimes I'm just like, sometimes you go to those restaurants and the specials, there's like seven of them and you go, what the fuck is special about this? Special should be one or two dishes. Should be maybe like a crudo that's, you know, they got some fresh fish in, you know, they got some, they're trying something, you know, they got some sort of seasonal ingredient in and they're giving it a go. And they go, I'm like, yeah, we're going to try to highlight this ingredient as an app. Or yeah, there's usually one or two main dishes. Hey, we got this new pasta. We got this. I'll always listen to that. And it really depends on the ingredients. It really depends and how it fits into the rest of the order, right? Like, you don't want to get too many kind of heavy saucy pastas because you're like, well, there's not enough variety here. But if the special is a pesto or something like that, and you go like, all right, yeah, it's a fucking summer, it's basil season.
Now, Don.
Sure. Yeah. That maybe sounds good.
I've gone out to eat with you many times, mm-hmm. many times.
You don't know this at all, right? You're not seeing this on me.
No, I was just going to say for our listeners, you sound like a fucking nightmare right now.
Yes.
But it's a dream. Going out to eat with you is a dream. I've had so much fun.
Because I'm doing work.
You've taught me
while
about
everyone's
dishes.
Talking, I am doing work for everyone else. You know what I mean? And I'm taking on the burden of being fucking insane. But it's all internal. It's all internal.
I've never once sensed that this is what's happening when you and I go out to eat.
Oh, together. Dude, it's happening immediately the moment I step out of the car. often I have looked at the menu already. I've already looked at the menu. I pretty much anywhere I ever go, I will look at the menu before I go there to have a sense. You know, I want to read the book first before I start talking about the book. You know what I mean? And or pretend, oh, this is the first time I'm looking at this. Oh, doesn't this look good? I need to be, I'm a scholar. Okay. Like I do my homework. I like to kind of understand what kind of food it is. I then get a sense. I'll start looking at pictures also. And when you start looking at pictures of the meals there, if people are posting pictures, then you get a sense of the size of things. All right, is this actually shareable? Hey, you know what? Let's get the broccolini because it's actually fucking big. You know, we can actually all have a good amount of it. It's still very tough, though. You know, I think I ordered, like, sometimes if you're in a group of eight, you want to order two of things, especially if it's like galamad or something like that. You don't ever want to run out of galamad. Like, that's a faux pas if you're going to an Italian restaurant. There should be no galamad left on the fucking plate.
And how do you feel about, oh, we ran out unexpectedly, let's put in a second app order deeper into the meal?
Oh, that's a good question.
Unacceptable?
Not unacceptable, but I...
Like, we love that. Can we order up another one? Or is it going to throw off the whole flow? Because now it's coming at a weird time in conjunction to the entrees.
It's a great question. This is all about feeling and vibe. Like if you're just kind of then you ordered correctly and there's just a good energy going on with the people that you're out and you're kind of getting, you've been out with people and there's some electricity and you're getting silly and maybe you're a little booze. You're like, let's fucking get another galamad now. Okay, I'll give you an example. We were out. My wife and I with our good family friend who we happened to be at Fanny's with, but he was out for in LA and there's three of us and we go to this place, this real fucking expensive place because he's throwing it on his company card. And it's just this real LA, like we're good at everything, but it was fine. I'm not even going to say the restaurant name. I don't want to shit on restaurants, but like, so they had a... so they go, yeah, this is shareable. They're going the whole, you know, I'm making the jerk off mode. The share plates and family style, all that bullshit. Great cocktails they had. Okay. So we order a couple things. It's not enough. There's three of us. We order like two pastas and a main and a shareable. And we're like, that wasn't it came out. It was like 30 something bucks a plate. And it just wasn't enough food. And it's the woman thinks we're ordering dessert. And we call her over. And we're just fuming, you know, like, fuck this. And I was like, your company's paying for it. Like, I didn't bring that up. I would never go like, hey, your company's paying for it. He brought up like, listen, that wasn't enough food. This is bullshit. Like, this is on the company card. Should we just go crazy? I'm like, yes. You know, like I was right there. 3-point stance. Yeah. Let's get a whole chicken right now. Let's get their whole chicken right now. So the woman comes over and goes, can I get you anything else? And we go, yeah, we'll take the whole Jidori chicken. And she goes, the whole or the half? The whole. We want a whole chicken. And she got so upset. This is what we remember from this night. She got upset at us. She went, well, that's going to take like a half hour. And we were like, okay, that's fine. We didn't have enough to eat. And she goes, okay. Now, I understand baby being upset because you have to turn the table over.
The table turnover, yeah.
It was late, though, man. There wasn't like – we weren't eating at prime time, okay? No, this is before my daughter was born. We were out a little later. So we were like, dude, why the fuck did she give us attitude? And as she was walking away, we went, and the fettuccine. Give us another fettuccine. And she was just like dumbfounded. And we were like, well, we ordered – the chicken, because we're still hungry. We're ordering the fettuccine. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Don't judge us for this. So we got even more, like, we were there for another hour eating, but this is what I'm talking about. If you're vibing and there's just something kind of funny about ordering something else, I haven't really done it before where you're like, because I'm like, it's before the main meal. So like, you're a little unsure unless something's just like unbelievably good. Like, and people just didn't have enough of it. So this happens maybe in a table of eight, maybe a table of six, where you go, oh man, that was just fucking really good. Like,
yeah.
Hey, can you throw in another order of that? like, yeah, I would do that. I just haven't really done it before. But I don't think that's a faux pas or anything like that. I think that's okay.
Don, I only have a few minutes left, which is heartbreaking.
Yeah,
because this is, you are opening up psychologically in a way that I am obsessed with. And you and I have been very tight for years. So to hear about your internal monologue at a restaurant.
Yeah, I just want to, I know you're about to ask me a question, but I just want to review, like, do some research. Maybe see some pictures, see how big things are. And the only thing I will ask a waiter is this enough food for us?
Yeah.
They usually say, or you go, how many plates per person are we going with? Yeah. That's where we're going. And then usually whatever they say, I order two more. Like whatever they go, at least one or two more. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I go, you don't understand how we eat. The people I go out with, what we're eating, and it really depends on who you're going out with. But if you're going out with some gavones or some really fun people, always get two or three more. If you're going out with people you don't know, just play it close to the chest. I do all the research before, and I'm ready to go kind of recommending stuff, but you really want to see what people are into. And this is where I'm really good at going, that's not going to be that as good as the thing I want, but sure, let's do it. Like whatever you want to do. I want people to have a good time. I don't want to be a dictator by all. I'm an internal dictator. Maybe the first 10 minutes of the fucking meal. And then after that, it's like, once the order goes in, I go, eh, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I want to be, you know, happily surprised. And, oh dude, just one more thing. They had, Fanny's had, what the hell was it? The dessert. God, the name's slipping me.
Olive oil with fig jam, limoncello cheesecake, Zeppelis. I saw all Zeppelis. Those on their website.
Yeah, the Zeppelis. Yep, the Zeppelis.
Don, you just forgot the word Zeppeli?
No, yeah.
I just reminded you about Zeppelis?
Yeah, you did.
Dude, you've been in LA too long.
I know, man. No, yeah, the Zepps. Yeah, they were fucking fantastic. And I think we got the limoncello cheesecake, I want to say, or the tiramisu. Both were fantastic.
Dude, if you're running an Italian restaurant in Bloomfield, you better have good fucking Zeppelis, or else you're not going to last.
Yeah, man.
No, Don.
No, they were highly recommend. We got two orders of them.
My final question about the group situation is this. Mm-hmm. You go to a restaurant like this, a lot of times the perspective is, I've heard great things, let's go check it out together, right? Mm-hmm. Implication being you're going to talk. And ideally, and I've been in this situation with you, mm-hmm. ideally you go to a restaurant that blows you away where you're like, this is fucking awesome. What was your favorite thing? Mm-hmm. And the starting point of the conversation is, God damn, it lived up to the hype. Everything was great. So let's just talk about favorites. Now there's other nights mm-hmm. where things are underwhelming, where mm-hmm. the food doesn't, the portions aren't big enough. The stuff is not salted. How do you recommend people handle it when the meal is underwhelming? One person has ordered. How do you discuss that as part of a social evening without making that person feel like they fucked up with the ordering process?
Oh, someone ordered like not great dishes?
The meal's not that great. You ordered the whole mm-hmm. thing. How do you?
Someone said, "Hey,
responsible."
You're talking about a scenario where they go, "Hey, we're going to go to this restaurant. It's really good." And we go out there, and they are kind of lead. Yeah.
And then at the end of the meal, they go, "It wasn't that good," and you feel.
If I ordered and someone didn't like it,
exactly. Got it. How does someone bring that up in a way that's valid for them and their feelings, but where you go, I don't want to feel like it's my fault for having been the one who ordered. Because you know me.
Oh, I will 100% take it on. I will Harry carry my fucking self and just die on that. I'll just be like, you know what, man, I ruined it. Like, I'll pick up the fucking check. You know, like, I would feel so guilty. I'm so confident in how to order at this point. If I fucked up the order, first of all, it's like somewhat on the restaurant too. Like, if you're going to listen, everything on the menu should be edible and great. Don't put anything on your menu to fill up space, right? So people are going to order what they want to order. They might order some weird shit. They might order, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff, whatever it is. But if I went, hey, I think these look the most interesting and it just hits the mark, happy to just be like, fucked up on that one, thought that was going to be better. That's on me. And, you know, that not going to do that one again. You know what I mean?
And I have to imagine if you ever say, I fucked up that order, I'll pay for that one, guys. Mm-hmm. More often than not, sane people are going to go, stop it. We're splitting the bill.
Of course. But if they didn't.
But you'll broach it.
Oh, yeah. If they didn't, I wouldn't bat an eye. I'd be like, no. If they went, yeah, dude, you really fucked up the order.
Do you try to get ahead of it? If something is underwhelming, will you try to go, this one's not bringing it like I thought?
Yep. Absolutely.
So that way they don't feel.
Yeah, awkward. I'll just be like, this needs a little bit more salt, right? And usually people are like, no, you know, I'll just be like, okay, yeah, it's might be my palate. It's a cool thing, right? Like everyone's into different stuff. Everyone's got a different palate. There's usually universal, this was the best thing. There's usually like universal, this was a little underwhelming. I think we all universally really love the sides, which is like, I never want to highlight that about a restaurant, but I think it actually shows a lot of respect for a restaurant to be like, listen, you care a lot about making your sides just a little extra special for people. I think it needs to be called out more, where I think a lot of restaurants go, we're just going to make some broccoli.
I would take it a step further and go, some restaurants with the great sides, I feel like I know that I'm having a great dining experience when the free bread, when that's a cut above the rest.
Oh yeah! If it's warm, they're throwing
a fastball on their bread. What the fuck is this about to be?
I usually don't have like bread though. Like if someone's popping out some bread and there's oil on the table, I have a real instinct to just eat the whole thing. So I really have to kind of hold back. If there's focaccia or something a little bit more interesting that they're busting out, absolutely, out of respect and just out of everything in my system, I will take some of that for sure.
You know, the bread's little cubes and it has like a. Pre-salted butter type thing. You said, mm-hmm. Okay, these guys are really fucking heat.
Yeah, you're starting off the experience correctly. You know, like you're giving people it's the first impression that you're getting. You know, of their food, so it shouldn't be stale bread. It shouldn't be something half-assed. If they're starting it off right, then they set the tone for the whole meal. You're ready to go. Then there's a respect then on both sides that happen either consciously or subconsciously. So, yeah, I am actually fantastic to go out to eat with. Just know I'm putting in a lot of work, and I will be a psychopath if you ever go out to eat with me. The first 10 or so minutes of people are like, hey, so what have you been up to? I'm like, shh, don't talk to me right now. Like it's just. And this was out with family, so like they know me at this point.
Would you prefer silence? Would you prefer everyone else sit in silence rather than chit chat?
Yeah, I think so. If everyone's concentrating, not with their hands crossed, like waiting for me. But if everyone's diligently looking at the menu, sure.
You want everyone looking at the menu in deference only so they can have the full understanding of being blown away by the balanced strategic meal you have ordered with your research and fact checking before you ever stepped foot in the place.
Yep, you're fucking king.
I love you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I gotta go.
But shout out to Fanny's. Great job.
It sounds like the top line things for this episode are Fanny's, mm-hmm. quality Italian food.
Yep.
Right in the middle of that Bloomfield dining scene that's been coming on so strong in the past few years. Worth the trip. And then on top of it, a look into the mind of a madman that you never knew about during the first 10 minutes of ordering. But can't wait to see the comments on this because I feel like people are going to know where they fall on their opinions of you, and also many of them who know the people of their lives who are their version of that. So
absolutely.
I love it, Tom. Thank you for the
handy
guide.
Yeah, man.
You're the best.
All right. I'll see you.
In the meantime... This is take two. Ladies and gentlemen, how's it going? This is the voice of super producer and editor Carson Kopp over here at the home office of New Jersey is the World in beautiful Brick City, New Jersey. Can you hear it? This is the first official day of the year where I have my darn windows open and the front door to my apartment also open to let in a little cross breeze, let out all that stale winter air, for it is time to be fresh. And added perk that I've learned from my years of living in the Ironbound is the barbecued air that permeates the neighborhood 24/7, especially in the fairer months. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. You know what else you're going to enjoy? This Saturday at the Ghost Hawk Brewing Company, April 20th, from noon till 8, they will be celebrating their 5th anniversary of being the finest and coolest brewery in New Jersey. Big old block party. They're going to close off the street. There's going to be food vendors. There's going to be revelry and entertainment. What else is there going to be? There's going to be live music provided by your boy, courtesy of New Jersey Is the World. Who's playing and when? Well, that would be Jersey City's own, the Draculas. Some homies of mine who are an excellent and, dare I say, one of Jersey City's finest live performance combos. They will be going on. Mark your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. This is official, as opposed to previous episodes where I did not know what was happening yet. The live music starts at 4 p.m. and will run till about 6. The event itself runs from noon till 8, and that's happening at the Ghost Hawk Brewing Company in Clifton, New Jersey, 321 River Road, across the street from Ruts. So there will be no shortage of food, no shortage of fun, and we hope to see you guys there. I hope you guys loved this episode. I hope to see you on Saturday. And, if you're wondering, yeah, I'll be mixing that too. So, no earplugs necessary, and it will be a remarkable experience for your brain. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope to see you Saturday. And I hope you're having a lovely week. That's all we got for you. Talk to you soon. Tell your friends, tell your family that, which we already know to be true, that New Jersey is the world. Saturday, come out and support local businesses. Excellent local businesses. Love you. What? Bye.
When I make my mind up, there ain't nothing gonna stop me.